We're here at the girls' softball game. We were having some serious computer difficulties. I think it was Darian's fault. This is Steve Stone. Technical assistant Darian Shepherd. We had some serious computer issues. So we missed the first inning, so we are in the second inning. And the Indians actually played really good their first at-bat, hitting the ball everywhere, but unfortunately there was a Parkway Panther standing every place where we hit the ball. But we're playing the Parkway Panthers tonight, and the Indians are just trailing here in the bottom of the second.
Yep.
Bottom of the second, we're trailing 1-0. Parkway got one run across the home plate in the first inning. What was that?
That was a error. Yep.
And other than that, Chelsea's on the mound pitching, and she's doing a fantastic job on the mound so far. We're in the bottom of the second. We've got Audra Metzger at the plate. We've got Tori Vaughn on deck. And pitcher's ready here, settles in. She bunts that first pitch, and that rolls foul just across the chalk there on the third baseline. So, again, we missed the first inning here. We were having some technical problems. A computer decided to – what did it do? It rebooted.
Updated
everything, yep, for us, but which we wasn't expecting. So we missed the first inning, but we only missed one run, and it was for the wrong team anyhow. So
yep.
We're in good shape here in the second. Audra's takes ball low. Two balls, one strike. No outs here in the bottom of the second. Fort Recovery Lady Indians playing the Parkway Panthers at the beautiful Fort Recovery softball diamond, and it's different than the one we saw on Saturday.
Yeah.
Because there's dirt.
There's brown dirt
on the infield instead of gravel, so this is huge. So Audra shouldn't get all beat up.
No.
With all of her head first slides. Audra takes a big cut at it and misses, and that's strike three. So that's our first out here in the bottom of the second. That brings Tori Vaughn to the plate. And Taylor Tins on deck. We've got number 21 for Parkway pitching, Lauren Henderson.
Just a freshman.
Just a freshman. That first pitch is in there for a strike on Tori. Pitcher's ready, delivers. Tori hits a towering shot into center field, and the center fielder runs up and makes the play. So that's our out number two. She just got underneath that one a little bit far.
Hit it hard, though.
Yeah, she did. So that's out number two for the Indians here in the bottom of the second. We've got Taylor Tin at the plate, pitch to the plate. She pops one up to the pitcher, and the pitcher backpedals and makes the play. So that's the third out. 1-2-3, we're out in the bottom of the second. We'll start the third inning, and we'll be back. We're back here in the top of the third inning. We've got the Parkway Panthers at the plate batting. We've got number six up there, Mackenzie Sipe. She takes the first pitch in there for a ball. Chelsea Timmerman on the mound. Logan behind home plate like usual. That's foul back behind home plate. We've got Casey Vogel on third, Devin at short, Tori Vaughn at second, Whitwill at first, Taylor Tin in right, Audie Metzger in center, and Emily in left field.
Wow.
That was a line drive hit right at Casey Vogel's ankles, and she just casually scoops that one up, made it look really easy for out number one. That was a slick play by Casey. Nice job. Pitch to the plate. That is hit high into center field. Audra again drifts over and snags that one and makes it look pretty easy. It was a great play.
Yep.
Two great plays, actually, for two outs. Top of the third. Let's go 1-2-3 right here.
Yep. This will bring up their cleanup batter, number 20, Haley Hawk.
Haley Hawk steps in. pitcher Wines delivers. She hits a rocket past Devin out into left field. That's going to be a base hit. Ball's picked up and thrown into second base. Torrey's got it, throws it to the pitcher. Little base hit. It's a good thing she didn't put her weight behind that one, or it would have really went a long ways. Got double zero at the plate. Selena Birch. She takes first pitch in there for a strike. Two outs. Parkway's got a runner on first. Chelsea Timmerman on the mound. She checks the sign. Wines delivers. Change up. You'd call that a change up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Kind of came floating in there. So they've got one ball, one strike, two outs, top of the third. Chelsea's ready, delivers. High. Runner takes a few steps toward second and then falls back on first base. Logan throws the ball down there but she was back in plenty of time. Two outs, pitch to the plate. That ball was hit to between Devin and Casey.
I think if Devin...
Somebody should have had that.
Yeah, I think Devin should have had that for sure, but...
Somebody should have had that. That wasn't hit hard at all.
Nope. That's just play. That's an effort play. You got to want to go get that ball.
Absolutely. So that's just a little tap kind of rolled up through the hole there and gets him another base hit. So on the good side, we got two outs, but we do have a runner on first and second. Pitch to the plate, and that's chopped over towards the Parkway Panther dugout. Foul. Hey, I was listening to TV last night. I don't know what channel it was, but there was high school softball being called, and we are 100 times better than those guys that were on there.
Good.
We are. I made the kids come in and watch, and I said, me and Darian's better than these guys. These guys are bad.
Yep.
They didn't say anything. They're kind of like you. They didn't say anything. But
there was, dream team.
It was dead silent. When the pitcher was on the mound, it was dead silent until she pitched the ball. It was ridiculous.
Yep.
They're not as good as me and you.
Nope.
Pitch to the plate, and that ball is hit. Oh, and Devin drops it. Hit to the short. Devin drops it. That's gonna score. Gosh, she reached across her body to make the play, and the ball just bounced off of her glove.
Again, that's just beating yourselves there. That play's got to be made.
Absolutely. That we should have been out of the inning.
Yep.
Two batters ago. Instead, we've got runners on first and second, and a run just scored, ran across home plate. That ball was hit hard into left, and
thank goodness Emily was there.
Thank goodness Emily was right there and made the play, and we're out of the inning, but we did give up a run, so it's 2-0 Parkway Panthers. We'll be back. We're back here in the bottom of the third. We've got – who do we got?
Hannah Kanapke.
Hannah Kanapke.
Just a freshman.
Hannah steps in. Who's she batting for? Because she wasn't in the outfield. She must be batting for Taylor, maybe?
Yep, looks like.
So Hannah steps in, takes a second pitch. Way high, and she swings at it for strike two. The ball's above her head.
Yeah, not sure what she was looking at there.
She steps into the batter's box.
And she didn't swing at that one.
I'm not sure what that pitch was supposed to be, but it was about 6 feet over the catcher's
almost
head.
Hit the top of the fence.
I don't know. That wasn't a good pitch. We'll call that one a ball.
Mm-hmm.
One ball, two strikes. Next one in there low for a ball. That evens a count at two balls, two strikes, no outs. Hannah Kanapke's at the plate. Bottom of the third. Indians trailing 2-0. Pitch to the plate. She fouls that one back. Pitcher's pretty good for them.
Yeah, she's just a freshman.
She's a freshman. She's pitching a good game. She's got a good strong pitch, good fast pitch, too.
Yep.
Wines delivers. Gets Hannah swinging. That's strike three. So that's our first out. Hannah goes down swinging. Now we've got Whitwell steps into the batter's box. Pitch to the plate. Witt takes a big cut at it and misses. That's strike one. Bottom of the third inning. Indians trailing. Witt will steps into the batter's box. Pitcher Swines throws. Witt kind of took a half swing at that, or kind of a check swing, but she went all the way through. Tried to pull it back, but she couldn't, so that's strike two.
Oh.
Pitch to the plate. It's in there for a ball.
Looked like that was right down the middle.
She got a break on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Pitch to the plate. High for a ball. That evens the count at two balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the third inning here. Witt will at the plate, and we've got top of the batting order coming up with Chelsea Timmerman on deck. Pitch to the plate, and she's going to go down swinging. That's another strikeout. That's two outs.
We got to get the bats rolling here.
Yeah, we sure do. Chelsea's settles into the batter's box. Pitcher delivers. Chelsea hits another rocket out into left field.
Man.
Man. I'll tell you what, the first at bat, she hit an absolute shot out into center field, and the center fielder makes the play. And then in this inning, she hits an absolute rocket out into left field, and the left fielder was there to make the play. So that's our third out, and that's going to bring us into the top of the fourth here. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back. We're back here at the Fort Recovery girls softball game. Indians trailing. Top of the fourth inning. Indians trailing 2-1, playing the Parkway Lady Panthers. Chelsea's first pitch is in there for a ball. Top of the fourth. Chop down to third. Casey picks it up, throws. Gets her at first. That was a good play by Casey.
Yeah, good play.
It's kind of a
slow roller
that was right on the line, and she had to reach down and pick it up and then kind of turn and come all the way across her body and get it over to Witt and got it over there in time. So that's out number one. Pitch to the plate, hit right down to Casey again. Casey scoops and throws into the dirt and gets past Witt. Score that as a throwing error. Right?
Yep.
Easy play. Should have been an easy play. Throw that Witt couldn't dig out of the dirt. It was thrown right at her feet. So we'd say that's an error. So that takes the base hit, and she's now on second base. That ball gets past Logan. Pitches in there low, gets past Logan, gets to the fence. So that advances a runner to third. So now we've got one out, runner on third. Batter settles back in. Counts. One ball, no strikes, one out. Pitch to the plate, and that is hit to Devin. Devin scoops, throws. The ball was scooped up by Devin and thrown to Witt, and it was well to her right. And that, again, rolled to the fence. So that advances the runner to second, and then that brings another run across. The runner from third easily scores. So we're settling in here at 3-0.
And all three of these runs are all unearned.
All unearned. That's exactly right. And that was the same for Saturday.
Yep.
The first game we played Lincoln View. And Chelsea was pitching a heck of a
great game. Great game, yeah. Our defense has got, they got to perform too.
Yep,
Chelsea can't be the only one.
Ball's popped up. Devin's making a run for it. It actually makes the play out of bounds. Out of bounds. Why do I always
out
say
of play.
That? Out of play. I'm sitting here with a basketball player, so I'm using basketball lingo. So we'll blame Darian for that.
Yep, I'll take blame for that one.
So we got two outs. Got Lefty up there for number one. Alex Slusher. Is that the plate? She takes the first pitch in there for a ball. We got two outs, runner on second, top of the fourth. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. That's going to be high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Runner on second kind of threatens to go to third, but Logan was up and cocked and ready to throw and brought her back to second. Pitch to the plate. That is chopped to Tori. Tori scoops, flips it to Will, and we get out of the inning with just giving up one run. So we are in the bottom, coming into the bottom of the fourth, and we're trailing 3-0. The Indians got to get their bats going.
For sure.
We'll be right back. We're back here to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians playing the Parkway Lady Panthers, and we're trailing 3-0, but pitching extremely well. Chelsea's pitching really, really well.
Yep.
Their three runs are all unearned. We've got Logan Ranley in the batter's box, pitch to the plate. She takes a big cut at it. That's strike two. We've got Devin Post on deck. No balls, two strikes, no outs, bottom of the fourth. She chops one back to the pitcher. Pitcher backhands it, throws it. The ball's flipped to first base, and she is out at first. And Logan stumbled over first base and hit the ground. And so she's definitely in pain. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back. We're back here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Logan was helped off the field with the help of her mom and Coach Vaughn. She's definitely favoring that
right knee.
So we hope it's nothing major.
Yeah.
Because we definitely need her behind home plate.
Yeah, for sure.
Devin's at the plate, and she hits one right up the middle, rolls out into center field for a nice base hit. So that gets us a runner on first. We've got one out. Devin bats, pops one out there into center field, and that brings Casey Vogel to the plate. She settles into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready, delivers. She hits a nice one out into right field, and it falls.
Just barely foul.
Just foul. Dang it. That would have scored a run for sure. That would have stayed in. So Casey Vogel with the plate. She's got no balls, one strike, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians trailing 3-0 playing the Parkway Panthers. Next pitch is in there. Strike. Two strikes, no balls. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Casey Vogel with the plate. She fouls one off and
right on the hand.
Fouls one off of her hand. Now she's bent over with a little bit of
we're dropping like flies right now.
I hope she's all right. Did she swing through that? Did she swing through that and that hit her hand?
Yeah, I thought they'd count that as a hit. I mean, it was in the field of play.
Yeah, the ump called it a foul ball. I think she's all right. She's shaking it off. We've got Audra Metzger on deck. Casey settles back into the batter's box. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate. High. Devin Post on first. She got on first base with a nice hit out into center field. One out. Casey takes the next pitch. Goes down swinging. That's our second out, and that brings Audra Metzger to the plate. With two outs, and we've got Tori Vaughn on deck. Bat's been pretty quiet.
Yep.
Audra settles in. She hits a nice one that's going to fall foul down the right field line. So she got around on it, but it fell foul, unfortunately. So she settles back into the batter's box. No balls, one strike, two outs. high. Ooh. Gets past the catcher. Devin's going to easily make it to second. No throw down to second. So now we got a runner in scoring position on second, Devin and Devin Post, and we've got two outs. One ball, one strike, two outs.
Got to do something with this runner in scoring position.
Yeah, absolutely. Audra's got to get a hit. Audra bunts. Pitcher runs over, scoops, throws, and she's down at first. And she
thankfully she got up.
She makes it to first base. The ball was there. The second baseman was covering first, and she drops the ball. Audra trips over the one on base and spins and tumbles out of through the dirt.
Not sure why we were bunting though with two outs.
I'm not sure either. But actually,
but it worked.
It worked because it scored.
Yeah, it
scored Devin.
Out.
So I'm not complaining. Yep. Devin gets across home plate and brings in a run for us. Audra steals second.
Oh! Gets hit in the head with the ball as it is thrown down to second.
Gets hit in the head, and she is down on her belly at second. And she's not feeling very good. Oh, no, she sets up. I think she's all right. She got hit by the ball. And as she was sliding, I think she pretty much took that base right
yeah.
to the face because she head first.
And she got hit in the head with the ball as it was thrown down.
She got hit in the head, and then she took the bag right actually to the mouth, and I think she's got
a little blood
there. I think she might have I think she's got a lip that might have got cut a little bit there. She is a mess from head to toe.
She's not unusual, though.
Yeah, that's absolutely normal for Audra. She looks like she's in pretty good shape, but I think, Carly Stone's going to come in and take her place. She's got some blood coming off of her bottom lip there, so they're going to tend to her in the dugout, but I think she's all right. Carly's going to take second base for her. So, what the heck? What an inning this has been so far. I think Logan's really favoring holding that knee, and let's just hope like heck that that's not anything major.
Yep.
Carly Stone is pinch running for Audra. We've got Tori Vaughn at the plate. Her count is one ball, no strikes. We got two outs. We got a runner in scoring position. So, boy, Tori needs to bang out a hit right here.
Oh, for sure. Yep.
And we've got Taylor 10 on deck. So she just needs to get a little hit going here because Stoney can get home no problem, I think, from second. Next pitch in there for after all of our breaks here. Pitch is in there for a ball. So two balls, no strikes, two outs. Carly's on second. So hopefully next pitch is in there for a ball. So three balls. Three balls, no strikes, two outs. Tori Vaughn's at the plate, trying to make something happen here with two outs. Right down the middle, and Tori takes a swing at it and misses. So that's three balls, one strike, two outs. Taylor 10 on deck. Pitch to the plate, called strike.
Man.
So that brings the count to full.
She's got to win this battle here.
Yep. Three balls, two strikes, two out, runner on second. We got to make something happen here. Let's go, Tori. Pitch to the plate.
Man.
Oh, called out.
Got to swing the bat, though.
Called out looking. Gosh, dang it. That's our third out. So at least we got one across home there. So it's 3-1, the bad guys. We'll be back. We're up here. And first batter takes for Parkway here in the top of the fifth. Hits a dribbler back to
Devin.
Devin. And
I think it might have got by her, yeah, maybe, or something.
And anyhow, that's a runner on first, base hit. That was a, would you say, easy play?
Gettable. We'll say that.
Anyhow, so now we got a runner on first, no outs. Top of the fifth, Chelsea delivers the pitch. It hit down to third. Casey throws it really high. Witt goes up in the air a mile, grabs the ball, lands on first, and gets the runner out.
Thank goodness she's 6'5".
Tremendous play by Witt Will, and not the best throw by Casey. But we get the out anyhow. So that advances a runner from first to second. So they get a runner in scoring position, one out. Number four comes to the plate.
Alyssa Gray.
Alyssa Gray steps in. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. That's in there for a strike. Runner on second kind of threatens to go, but obviously we don't have Logan Ranley catching behind home plate anymore. We've got
Aaliyah Jenkins. Yep.
That ball is hit down third baseline, falls in fair.
And we're kind of just throwing the ball around right now.
We're throwing the ball back and forth and back and forth, and that allowed another run to score. And then the base runner that probably should have been at first is now at third.
Yep. That's just mistakes you can't have.
Yep. I mean, just throwing errors. There was, what, three throwing errors on that play.
And no one's backing each other up, so there's no talk. So
we got one out, top of the fifth, pitch to the plate. Ball outside. But Chelsea's
pitching well.
Good job.
Defense got to step up, though.
Yep, absolutely. Girls got to make better decisions. Catch the ball and make better decisions when they're throwing. Pitches in there for a strike. One ball, one strike, one out, runner on third. Another run for the Parkway Panthers scored. So we've got the score is 4-1. Pretty manageable.
Yep.
That ball was hit down to Casey. Casey drops it. And threatens to throw to first, but with a runner on third, she wisely holds on to it.
I think she bobbled it, too.
She bobbled it and couldn't make the play, but even if she would have made the play to first, that would have scored that runner from third because she would have went as soon as she threw the ball. So no harm done. Base hit. Runners on first and third, but at least that run – the runner on third didn't make it home, so we've got a lineup change here for Parkway. They're going over the coach and the ump are talking back and forth, and I think they've got a different hitter coming up.
Number seven.
Number seven steps up to the plate. Courtney Lease, she checks a sign from her coach, steps into the batter's box. Chelsea's ready, Wines delivers in there for a strike. Runner goes, and we don't make a throw. We've got Aaliyah Jenkins behind home plate now because injury to Logan Ranley. Courtney Lease at the plate for the Lady Parkway Panthers. Chelsea Wines delivers high for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on second and third, top of the fifth. Indians trailing 4-1. Pitch to the plate. Gets her to swing at that one.
Good pitch right there.
Great pitch, yeah. One ball, two strikes now.
Got to go get her here.
Yep, we got to get her out. Chelsea taking her time. She's ready. Wines delivers. Throws a change up and gets her swinging.
Just a mental error.
What just happened there?
Third strike on the batter, but the catcher drops it. So third strike drop, the runner can take off to first if it's not, base is not occupied. And we had runners on second and third, so she ran on the third strike, dropped by the catcher, and the catcher just...
Doesn't make the throw. I'm confused, but
that gives us bases loaded with one out and number 11, Alyssa Miller to the plate.
Yeah, that's a problem. That could have been out number two.
Yep, that stuff's got to be cleaned up.
That ball is hit, base hit, rolls out into left field. That's going to score at least two. Okay, so we got a base hit, and that does score two runs. We got runners on first and second. That takes the score to 6-1, and we still got one out. We've got number 5 coming to the plate for Parkway.
Lead off
batter.
Bailey Bates.
Pitch to the plate. Ball outside. Parkway's doing some damage in this inning. They've scored 2, and we've only got one out, and they've got runners on first and second, and we've got Bates at the plate. 1 ball, no strikes, 1 out. Chelsea Wines delivers in there for a strike. That evens the count at 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Indians trailing here in the top of the 5th. Chelsea's right. That ball is hit fair down left field line. That's going to roll all the way out to Emily. She picks it up and fires it into the cutoff person. And
a throwing error again.
And that was a throwing error. That allows another run to score.
Indians really got to clean things up here.
Yeah, I missed this line of game, but they played pretty well, I understand. And then they had one inning where they gave up like 9 runs.
Yep.
And the game got away from them, but it was mostly on, I think, what, 5 or 6 errors?
5 or 6 errors,
in that inning. That ball's hit down left field line and gets past Casey, and that's going to score 2 more. Base hit.
Again, that's got to be a ball that's got to be fielded.
And that was not... That was a makeable
catch. Yeah, very catch, makeable.
Makeable play.
Got to get the glove on the ground and grab the ball.
It was hit right at Casey, and it just somehow it gets past her. So that brings our score to 9-1. Lefty up, number 1, Alexis Schlusher. Got a runner on first for Parkway. They have scored 5 runs this inning. So.
Yep. And only 1 out.
Ball gets passed. Ball's in there for a ball. Gets passed. Our catcher, Aaliyah Jenkins, rolls to the fence, so the runner advances to second. So we've got a runner on second. We've got lefty up to bat there for them. Alex Slusher. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. Throws a nice one in there. Knocked down by Witt. She makes the play, knocks the ball down, and flips it to
the bag.
The bag, and nobody's there to cover, and so that everybody's safe. So another hit.
Indians look like they, I mean, it looks like they don't even care right now.
So we still got 1 out, runners on the corners. We got runners on first and third. We've got number 20 up to the plate, Haley Hawk. She takes first pitch in there for a strike, and the runner from first just saunters to second base with no throw. Chelsea's on the mound. She's ready. Wines delivers. High and inside for a ball. So that's 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Score now is 9-1. Top of the 5th, pitch to the plate, high for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Batter settles in. Pitch to the plate. That ball is hit a ton.
And... that is gone.
Gone. Home run.
Number 20, Haley Hawk.
Haley Hawk hits a
past the 204 mark out there in left field.
Hits a towering shot that clears the fence by a ways.
Yeah.
Right over the 204 sign, and Emily just had nothing she could do except kind of watch it. So that clears the bases and brings in 3 more runs. So that makes the score 12-1 now in the top of the 5th. And we're going to take a timeout. Coach is out at the mound and brings the infield in, and they're having a little bit of a meeting out there. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back. We've kind of thought maybe there'd be a little bit of a pitching change there, but they just had a meeting on the mound, and Chelsea's in there, and she's ready, delivers a pitch, and that ball is hit high. Taylor settles in underneath it and makes the play.
It's a big out.
That is a good play by Taylor. Kind of a tough play. She had to
run
into her right, looking right into the sun, and still makes the play.
Well done.
How's Audra doing out there? Has she got the?
I don't know.
Is there still blood running out of her mouth, or is she in good shape now?
I think she's going to tell you she's all right.
She wants to play.
Yep.
That ball is ripped out into left field. Emily comes up, scoops, gets the ball into the cutoff person. A nice single there by number four for Parkway.
Elise Gray.
Elise
Gray.
Another hit by Parkway, but at least we got two outs at this point, and it looks like
another batting order change.
Change of the batting order by Parkway. Getting everything squared away with the ump. Got number eight up at the plate now. Miranda Haynes steps into the batter's box. Chelsea still pitching here in the top of the fifth. Pitch to the plate. In there for a strike. Runner makes it about halfway to second.
Yeah, I don't know why she didn't just keep going.
And turns around and comes back. Pitch to the plate. Strike. So we got two strikes, no balls, two outs. Got to get out of this.
For sure.
Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. Gets her fishing. She goes fishing for it. That's out number three. So we get out of that inning, but we gave up a bunch. We'll be back here for the bottom of the fifth with the Indians trailing 11-1. We're back here in the bottom of the fifth. Indians trailing 12-1, and they were playing really good up till that last inning.
Yep, kind of just throwing the ball around, beating ourselves there.
Absolutely beating ourselves with mental errors and mistakes. Ball is
caught, looks like, by the first baseman.
Taylor Tin was at the plate, and she hit a dribbler back to third, and third baseman picks it up, throws it to first, and she's out. Out number one here in the bottom of the fifth. Who do we get up? Metzger?
Chloe Metzger.
Chloe Metzger's at the plate. She takes first pitch in there for a strike. We've got Taylor
Greasy.
Greasy on deck. Pitch to the plate. Low for a ball. Chloe Metzger at the plate. She settles in, takes the pitch. Right in there for a strike. That's one ball, two strikes, one out. Pitched a good game, holding us just to one run so far.
And an unearned run.
And she's a freshman. That ball's fouled back behind home plate. One ball, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the fifth here. We just heard from Coach Tin that they took Logan. That ball's hit down third baseline. Third baseman can't make the play, so that Metzger's in there with a base hit. They took Logan. Logan's parents took her to the hospital to have that knee looked at.
Yep.
So let's
hope it's nothing serious.
Let's hope it's nothing serious. That's exactly right. Metzger on first with a hit, one out, and we've got Taylor Greasy at the plate. She takes first pitch in there for a ball. 12-1, Indians trailing here. Bottom of the fifth. Pitch to the plate. She fouls that out of play. Did you watch Reds last night? Just kind of like watching Reds.
Nope.
Reds were tied 1-1. They went to the went to the bullpen. It all went to heck.
Bullpen's a mess. I know that much.
Went to the bullpen. That guy, first one in, gives up a home run. Then they bring in Jumbo Diaz. That ball is hit out into left field for a hit. It's nice.
So we got our non-starters doing some work right now.
Non-starters hitting the ball.
That's what you got to do.
So then they bring in Jumbo Diaz. Jumbo Diaz puts two people on and then gives up a dinger. So the bullpen gives up four runs in one inning.
Yeah,
that was pretty much it for the Reds.
Yep. So this will bring up leadoff Chelsea Turman.
Chelsea's at the plate. And one she out. Has hit the ball a ton.
Oh, absolutely.
Tonight.
She just needs to find a hole out there.
And she can't seem to find a hole to hit that ball into. We got runners on first and second. Oh, and she hits another one out in
there
the center
is.
Field. That falls in for a hit. That is going to score a run. Metzger makes it all the way home, so that scores a run. Chelsea gets a nice hit, and that moves Taylor down to Taylor, right?
Yep, Taylor Greasy.
Taylor Greasy. Moves her down to second. So Parkway's
Parkway's getting a little butt chewing right now.
Parkway just called a little bit of a meeting out at the pitcher's mound, and the coach was
not very happy,
agitated. So he chewed a little bit of butt out there, and
yep.
Now we're back in. We got Pot Cutter at the plate.
Wearing a coat.
Wearing a coat, and we've got who's on deck? Is that Taylor?
It's Devin, I think.
Oh, Devin.
Devin Post.
Okay, Devin's on deck. Pot Cutter's up. Pitcher wipes the tears off her cheeks after she got her butt reamed by the coach.
Yep.
First pitch in there for a strike. Pitcher's ready. Wines delivers. Big swing and a miss. Two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one out. Runners on first and second. Bottom of the fifth. Pitch to the plate. She goes down swinging. That's out number two.
Three pitches, three strikes.
Three pitches, three strikes, and she's going to sit down. We got Devin at the plate and just hoping like heck that Devin can bang out a hit right here.
Yep, for sure.
Pitch to the plate, pops it foul back behind home plate, out of play. Pitcher's ready. Devin digs in, pitch to the plate. Ball.
Looked like that one was right down the plate. But we'll take it.
Runners on first and second. One ball, one strike, two outs, bottom of the fifth. Pitch to the plate, change up, kind of rolls in there for a ball. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Come on, Devin, we need a hit. Pitch to the plate. She hits a rocket out into left field. That is going to load the bases. Vonnie didn't send Taylor, which was probably a good thing because she
yep.
might have got thrown out at home.
Yep.
So
this will bring up Casey Vogel with two outs and bases loaded. We need a big hit out of her here.
We sure do. And she hits one, and it gets through the gap, gets through the hole. That's going to score two runs. Casey with a big timely hit.
Chelsea with a little collision with the catcher there.
That scores two runs for the Indians. So they've gotten three this inning so far. Two outs. Who do we got up?
Audra Metzger.
We have got the machine, Audra Metzger. Come on, Audra. She pops one right over our heads. Foul. Hey, will you run go get that?
Yep.
Okay. I'll time you. Go.
Yeah.
Get a new ball in there to the pitcher. Audra checks a sign down there from Coach Vaughn, steps into the batter's box, pitch to the plate. She hits it up to short. Short flips over to third, gets the force out at third, gets him out of the inning. But we scored three runs, but we're still trailing 12-4. We'll be back. We're back here in the top of the sixth inning with the Indians trailing 12-4. Number seven steps up to the batter's box. Courtney Lease for Parkway. First pitch in there for a ball. Indians trailing
12-4.
12-4. Ball is hit to Devin. Devin scoops, throws right on the money to Witt for out number one.
Good first out there.
Yeah, Devin made a nice play on the ball and threw an excellent throw over to Witt to get that runner out. Next pitch in there for a strike. Chelsea's pitched the whole game here again tonight. Yep. She's a workhorse there on the pitcher's mound.
Yeah.
Next pitch is in there low for a ball, and that gets past the catcher. Fortunately, we don't have any runners on.
Yep.
Nice spring breeze blowing through the
beautiful night
field. Pitch high for a ball. Two balls, one strike, one out. Top of the sixth. Pitcher winds, delivers, and that ball is hit. A little bloop, and it falls kind of right between Casey and Devin.
That's Devin's ball. Devin's got to talk and call Casey off there because they kind of...
No communication.
Yep.
One of them could have had it, and then instead it falls between them. So,
yep.
Lucky hit for Parkway. That ball is in there for... First pitch is in there for a ball. Number five at the plate for Parkway.
Bailey Bates.
Pitcher winds, delivers. That's low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Chelsea Timmerman on the pitching rubber. Winds, delivers. Low for a ball. So we got three balls, no strikes, one out. She's got to get one across the plate here.
Yep.
Chelsea's ready. Delivers in there for a strike.
Good pitch.
Three balls, one strike, one out. One out here in the top of the sixth. Pitch to the plate, in there for a ball. That's going to send her to first base, base on balls, and move the runner over. So they've got a runner on second and first at this point. And we've got number six stepping up to the plate, Mackenzie Sipe. She settles into the batter's box, pitch to the plate, and she pops that up. Somebody should be able to make a play on that.
Yep.
And Casey steps over in front of their coach and makes that play.
Good out for the Indians there.
Yep, that's pretty helpful, being that they've got two on base.
Yeah, two outs here. You can go anywhere with it now.
Yep, two outs, runners on first and second. We've got number one lefty up, Alex Schlusher. Takes that one low for a ball. First pitch in there for a ball. Two outs, runners on first and second. Top of the sixth. Bottom of the sixth is going to be the end, right?
It's top six right now.
Right, but bottom of the sixth
is coming up.
Right, but it that's our last chance.
No, seven. We play seven innings.
Oh, okay. We scored enough runs that we're not getting run ruled tonight?
Yep.
Okay, got it. Pitch is in there, and that's hit foul down the right field line. I guess those three runs we scored were big, right?
Yeah, for sure. Otherwise, we would not be here right now.
Chelsea's ready, winds, delivers. In there for a ball. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Pitcher's ready. Wines delivers. In there for a strike.
Good that, pitch.
Yep. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the sixth. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. And that is hit out into right field. That is going to score at least one run. Ball's thrown into Tori. She runs it in, flips it over to Chelsea, and that does score a run. That brings runners to the corner here, first and third. And we have got 2-0 at the plate. Is that the one that hit the dinger
one
last
that
time?
Jacked it last time.
One that hit the ball halfway to Brian Bubb's house. Been kind of funny if you'd have been standing out on his patio and it had hit him.
Yep.
Pitch to the plate. Runner goes. No throw.
Heads up play by the runner there.
I don't know here. With two outs and first base occupied, or first base not occupied, you might just walk her.
Yeah, might as well.
Because if she gets a hold of one again,
yep,
you're going to regret not walking her. Chelsea's ready. Batter's ready. Wines delivers. And she hits one to Casey. Casey scoops, throws to Witt. Witt makes the play. That gets us out of the inning. They scored one run. We're trailing 13-4 coming in here to the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back. We're back here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Indians trailing. Parkway brings a new pitcher to the mound, number 20, the one that hit the home run off of us.
Haley Hawk.
Pitches in there for a strike. We've got Tori Vaughn at the plate. We have got Taylor Tin on deck. Indians need to get their bats going here. Tori settles into the batter's box. She chops one. Pitcher runs, tries to make the play, and actually does make the play. She just chopped a little dribbler right out in front of home plate, almost like a bunt. And pitcher
came off the mound pretty quick there.
She's pretty fleet of foot. Makes the play. I thought for sure Tori could get there.
Yeah.
And pitcher proved me wrong. She made the play, so out number one here in the bottom of the sixth. Who do we got at the plate?
Taylor Tin.
We've got Emily.
Emily Hart, I believe, on deck.
Emily Hart on deck. Pitch to the plate. Inside for a ball. It's two balls, no strikes, one out. Taylor Tin at the plate. Pitch outside for a ball. Three balls, no strikes.
Got to have somebody on here.
Yep. It's about rally time, isn't it? Rally time?
For sure.
Pitch to the plate, in there for a strike. Three balls, one strike, one out. Taylor steps out of the batter's box. Now she's back in. Pitcher winds, delivers.
Wow.
She fouls that off.
Holy cow.
It's a fence right down from us. Fires it right back towards her teammates here. So that brings the count full. Here's a payoff pitch. And that ball is going to be hit out into short center field for a hit. So Taylor's gets exactly what we need, gets us a hit. She's out on first, and we have got Emily Hart stepping to the plate. She checks a sign from Coach Vaughn, settles into the batter's box. Ball's rolled in there for a ball. Ball one. No strikes, one out. Indians trailing here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitcher Wines delivers high for a ball. two balls, no strikes, one out. Taylor 10 stands at first. We've got Whitwell on deck. Emily takes a big cut at that one and misses for strike one. Two balls, one strike, one out. Bottom of the sixth. Indians trailing here 13-4. Pitch to the plate. Low for a ball. Three balls, one strike, one out. Pitcher's ready, delivers. Emily hits that into center field, and that is going to fall. Center fielder dove for it and missed it. And
Taylor takes a risky third base.
Taylor rounds second and heads to third, and center fielder made a heck of a diving stab at it and missed it. She got up and fired the ball to third and just about got Taylor. Since the ball went to third, Emily went ahead and rounded first and made it to second. So now we got two runners in scoring position.
This is big here. One
and
out.
We've just got one out, and Whitwell steps to the plate. She takes one at the knees for a ball.
This pitcher's not throwing strikes like the last one, so we can take a few pitches here.
Yeah, for sure. Come on, Whit. High for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. One out, runners on second and third. We've got M on second, Emily, and we've got Taylor on third. Pitch to the plate, in there for a strike. And we've got Chelsea on deck. Top of the order. Pitch to the plate. Whit takes a swing at that and misses. That takes the count to two balls, two strikes, one out.
Need a hit here.
Whit settles in. Pitch to the plate. She goes down swinging. We didn't need that.
Nope.
That takes us to two outs. It brings Chelsea to the plate, which is a good thing because she's had the bat on the ball every time she's been up. She takes the first pitch in there for a ball. Chelsea's ready. Pitcher's ready. Delivers.
Ooh. She gets a hold of that one. It's going away.
She about swung out of her shoes on that. One ball, one strike, two outs. Come on, Chelsea. Fouls one back. So that brings the count to one ball, two strikes, two outs. We've got Aaliyah Jenkins on deck. That next pitch is in there for a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
Need Chelsea to hit these runners in here.
Yep. Runners on second, third. Pitch is ready. Wines delivers. Gets her looking. Strike three. We'll be back. We're back here in the top
seven.
Of the seven.
Last inning here.
Chelsea's working hard up there. Oh, for crying out loud. That ball was hit between third and short, and Casey
Devin
made an effort, and Devin made an effort, and it went between both of them and rolled out to left field.
That play's got to be made.
You got to make that play.
You got to want to go get that ball.
Base hit. We've got number four up to bat. Elise Gray. She steps into the batter's box. Runner on first. Wine delivers. That ball is hit to Devin and gets past her and rolls out into left field. Hit right to her.
Yep. Again, that play's got to be made.
Yeah, both these runners shouldn't be on right now.
Nope. We had two outs right now.
We should be staying at two outs. Chelsea's on the mound, on the rubber. She winds, delivers. That's in there low for a ball and gets past Aaliyah Jenkins rolls to the fence, and that's going to advance both runners. So we've got no outs here in the top of the seventh, and they've got runners on first or on second and third. Number eight is at the plate, Miranda Haynes. She takes a swing at it and misses. One ball, one strike. No outs here in the top of the seventh. Pitcher's ready, Wines delivers. That is chopped to third and rolls foul. So they've got runners on second and third. No outs here in the top of the seventh. Batter steps into the batter's box. Count is one ball, two strikes. Pitch to the plate, low. Low for a ball. That evens the count. Two balls, two strikes, no out to Miranda Haynes. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. Low for a ball. That brings a count to full. You got a pitch count? You got a pitch count on Chelsea?
No, I do not, but she throws every game, so.
She is working hard. Chelsea's ready. Wines delivers. Oh.
Lost her there.
Lost her. That's ball four. That's going to send Miranda Haynes to first base. Base on balls. Base is loaded. We got number seven at the plate. Courtney Lease. Courtney's ready. Pitch to the plate. She takes a swing at it. Strike one. We got to get something going here.
Yeah. Got to get him out here.
Infield's playing in really far in.
Yeah, in front of the bags.
Pitch to the plate, and that's a ball. One ball, one strike. Pitch to the plate. That's popped up, popped up, popped up. And that's
and a play's got to be made.
Ball was dropped. It'll pop up to Witt, and she drifts over, drops it, but fortunately it was out of play. Pitch to the plate. That's chopped foul. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Base is loaded.
No outs.
No outs. Chelsea Wines delivers, and that is hit over to. That ball was hit back to Casey, and she flips that over to Aaliyah, and Aaliyah gets a force out at home. So that saves us a run, and we get it out. Number, was that double zero?
Double zero sliding into home there.
Yeah, Selena Birch slid into home and got up and kind of.
A little limp.
Kind of wobbly and kind of limped over to the dugout. So lots of girls getting beat up tonight. Pitch to the plate. Fouled back behind. What'd you say? You got a score on the Indians game from Neil?
Yeah,
Didn't like what you had to say.
No, he said down 6-3 after five. He said lots of errors. So
oh, no.
Boys and girls sounding alike right now.
Next pitch in there for a strike. That's no balls, two strikes, one out. Indians trailing here in the top of the seventh, 13-4. Chelsea's pitched the whole game. Pitch to the plate. Gets her swing, and she drops. Catcher drops the ball, but she's out because she can't take first base. So
yep. So luckily for us.
Luckily for us.
The base is occupied. So
that was out number two. So actually, Chelsea's done a heck of a job here because
yep.
This was bases loaded, no outs. Now it's bases loaded, two outs.
Yep.
Pitch to the plate, and that's fouled back. They got number five at the plate. Bailey Bates. So they got bases loaded, but now we have two outs. Pitch to the plate. She hits the ball down to Casey, and Casey is right there and drops it, and that's going to score a run, and all hands are safe. So that brings the score 14-4. And bases loaded. Pitch to the plate, in there for a strike. Who's at the plate there? Six. Number six, Mackenzie Sipes at the plate. Mackenzie steps out of the batter's box, takes a couple of swings back in. She hits that to Casey. Casey flips to first, and she's out. So they get out of the inning and just give up one run, 14-4. We'll be back here for the bottom of the seventh. Hey, we're back here for the bottom of the seventh, do-or-die time for the Fort Recovery Indians. We're trailing here 14-4. Who do we got at the plate there?
Leah Jenkins.
Leah Jenkins at the plate. She's quickly down in the count. No balls, two strikes. Leah's got to get something going here. Just smack the ball and play.
Yep.
Takes that next pitch in there for a ball. One ball, two strikes. No outs. Bottom of the seventh. She goes down swinging. That's strike three, and that's our first out. We've got Devin stepping to the plate, and then we've got Casey Vogel on deck. Devin needs to get the bat on the ball.
For sure.
Pitcher winds, delivers. She fires that one in there.
Yep.
For a strike. Strike one on Devin. Pitch to the plate. In there for a ball. That evens the count. One ball, one strike, one out. Casey Vogel on deck. We got one girl going to the hospital. We got another girl sitting here with an ice bag on her face.
Yep.
On her lip. Poor Audra.
Yep.
Next pitch is in there for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Let's go, Devin. She takes a big cut at that one and misses, so that evens the count at two balls, two strikes. One out. Pitch to the plate, low ball. That brings the count full. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Pitcher's doing some landscaping up there at the mound. Pitch to the plate. Devin hits one to short. Short picks it up, fires to first. Wow, that's out number two. We got Casey Vogel coming to the plate.
Yeah.
Carly Stone on deck. Let's go, Casey. Pitch to the plate. In there for a strike. Strike one. Indians trailing here against the Parkway Panthers. 14-4. We just got an update on the score from the boys' game, and they have come back and tied it up 6-6. Casey steps out of the batter's box, swings the bat a few times. She's back in. Pitcher's ready. Wines delivers. Takes a big swing at it and misses. That's two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Carly Stone on deck. She's ready. Hopefully she gets to hit. Pitch to the plate, strike three. That's our ball game. Indians go down 14-4 against the Parkway Lady Panthers. And we'll talk to you on Thursday. What game we got on Thursday?
Versailles.
Versailles. We got a home game against Versailles on Thursday. We'll see you on Thursday.